All right, coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to send you to Texans-Colts on Sunday, Deshaun Watson versus Andrew Luck. At 1 o'clock, we're going to invite you to our office, the bougie office, I must say. John Lopez is very fascinated with it. Everybody else has 133-inch TV, all the pizza you can eat. Don't know if it's all the beer you can drink, but it's enough beer for you to enjoy. Right here, when the Texans face the Jets next Saturday, everybody's going to be there. We're going to send you there. Very bougie up here in the Sports Radio 610 studios.
It'll be a good time.
Probably shouldn't say all the beer you can drink. So you got you did well there. You did well there. Yeah.
I can't make promises.
I'm sure there'll be enough to get you feeling good about yourself at the very least. So I've got one more haiku to write. So I'm feeling.
Hey, you're ahead of the game.
No, I'm feeling pretty good about these. And these things are flowing today.
You're like 45 minutes ahead.
Yeah, no. I'm feeling pretty good about what we got, this collection we're putting together today. So before we get to the hits, this is the one hit that, again, I think no one's talking about.
Okay, I'm interested in this.
Maybe one of the other shows have. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Brien.
Doubtful.
Can win his 10th game this season on Sunday.
You know, nobody is talking about that, and he is has been Mr. 9-7.
This would be a breakthrough for Bill O'Brien as a head coach if he can win against the Colts on Sunday and get his 10th win in a season. Would be his most ever. He's always been he was 9-7 those first 3 years, 4-12. Obviously last season with all the injuries that struck, and so here he is now, would be a 10-game win streak. He's right now sitting at 40-36 as a head coach in
starting
his fifth
to get
season.
On the positive side there.
Getting a little distance away from that mediocrity. Now again, we'll obviously see what happens in the playoffs. But he has a chance to win his 10th game on Sunday. Let's just forget the 10 win in a row. That obviously speaks for itself. I mean, it's not hard. As we know, as guys that are not in the business, it is difficult to win in the National Football League, but to put 10 games together. I hope somebody says that to him on Monday. Coach,
how hard is it to win?
We know how hard it is to win one game in the National Football League. Please tell us how hard it is to win 10. If we're doing, and obviously it would be now three quarters of the way grade cards, to your expectation scale, Bill O'Brien, he wins 10 on Sunday. Then does it become, now we got to wait to the playoffs to see, for him to get that next notch in his belt?
Well, that's the natural, that's the natural progression.
Right.
I think he's going to, 9-7. Does he have 3 9-7s?
3 9-7s, 4-12, and now he's 9-3.
And probably going to win 10, maybe 11 games.
I think he would win 12 this year. I think his team could very well go 12-4.
13.
You could, but I'm saying you don't have to worry about him being a good NFL coach anymore. He has his shortcomings. We know what they are. We've talked about them.
Yeah.
Clock management, et cetera. But he's a good NFL coach, all right?
Yes.
Same thing can be said with Andy Reid. He had the same criticisms, clock management and
right.
such. But nobody ever says he's not a good coach.
Exactly.
So that argument is just about, it is over, isn't it? Is Bill O'Brien a good coach? Yes, he's a good coach.
I think he's got to finish the year strong, which I think everybody anticipates he will. Mm-hmm. But I think you need to finish the year strong. I think back to that, 2011, 2012, when the team lost, three of their last four going mm-hmm. down the stretch. And, I can't remember what it was. I think they finished up 12. Yeah, they were 12 and, 11-1 or something like that and went 1-3. Remember they lost to the Vikings?
Yeah, that's when Schaub got hurt.
Now, granted, of course, Schaub gets hurt.
Well, he was playing good football, too, then. That's not like a big deal. It was a big deal.
They lose to the Minnesota Vikings at home, and I can't remember there was another game they lost to there.
They lost to Christian Ponder, man.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. I have all the expectation this team is going to finish the year strong. Amazing is not the right word, but how impressive would it be if you go 4-12 last year and then you come around and you finish this year 12-4? You inverse what you did, and then, of course, you're heading into the playoffs with all the momentum in the world. And, of course, the biggest question is going to be how healthy is this team coming playoff time?
Yeah, but he's a good coach. Don't let anybody tell you any indifferent anymore. But to answer your question, the next progression is, all right, how good? Where do you put Bill O'Brien? Can he win at the next level, which is when you expect to win in the postseason?
But I think it would have been unfair to criticize him for last year. So that's the whole thing. I wasn't even criticizing Bill O'Brien for last year. This year, I still want to keep it at an arm's length because I think health is a major, major part of it. It's been a good season, and you're in position to where you want to be. But I'm not going to sit here and say, because just look at the other teams in this division right now and look at all their situations. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Tennessee. What exactly do you think the Texans should be doing right now? If you just look at talent alone, what exactly do you think the Texans should have been doing this year?
Well, I mean, coming into the year or now? Because coming into the year, I still think Jacksonville is really talented. I really do.
They got talent. The problem is that quarterback.
The quarterback.
And the head coach.
So quarterback. But right now, I mean, Texas should be exactly where they are, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Right now.
So I wouldn't overreact. I didn't want to overreact last year. I wouldn't overreact too much. I think it's a process. Are they building something? Are we going to be talking about this team next year to where we say, you know, last year was really a big stepping stone and they're building something? Are we going to be looking back at this team a year from now like they are in Jacksonville and saying, damn,
I thought
we had something going and now all of a sudden we suck?
No, not at all. I'm going to tell you why. Because I have more faith in Brian Gain. Bill O'Brien is a better head coach than Doug Marrone, and I think you've got a better locker room than what you've got in Jacksonville, and Deshaun Watson and Blake Bortles, the only similarities is that they're both right-handed and they play quarterback. And that's the only similarity that those two have as far as those two are concerned. All right, let's get right down to the hits. Tell you what, shout out to Landry Locker. Of the three of us, we all made our picks the other day as to who we thought, or as to whether we thought Deontay Foreman would get activated on this professional football team. And guess what? The Texans have done exactly that. They announced
lucky
yesterday.
Lucky guess
for Deontay. And you know what? Listen, I think shame on us for not looking at the roster and realizing that a guy like a Natrell Jamerson is expendable. I mean, you know, you're not. I mean, really.
You know, I frankly was like, he slipped through the cracks.
You know, I mean, I forgot. I mean, he's Natrell Jamerson for a reason. God bless him. All right, he's got more NFL time than I do, that's for sure. So I'm not going to knock him for that. But, you know, when you look at Andrew, or, you know, Colvin coming back, that's huge. I mean, you know, and he's getting back in the flow of things. Sharice Wright being able to play. I tell you what, you know what this does mean? Kevin Johnson is done.
It does, doesn't it?
That's what nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
Kevin Johnson is done. Now, you always see him in the
locker
room.
Done what? Like, what do you mean done? Like, for the year?
I think his career might be over.
Well, here.
You think he might get an injury settlement or something?
Well, he's going to get one this year for sure. I mean, this dude's done. I mean,
he's getting paid this year because he just is.
I think if you're the Texans, what's the point of keeping him around? Mm-hmm. He wasn't that great, and now he can't stay. And now he's got maybe, you know, he has a concussion that, I mean, call it what you want. The NFL, people get concussions every week in the NFL and come back. This dude's concussion knocked him out for the season.
Yeah.
One concussion knocked him out for the year.
It was the last one.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I think he might be, I think he might go the CJ Fedorowicz route and call it a career. And again, God bless him, but I think our boy Kajo is,
In the spirit of that, can we revisit one of the finest moments in this show's history?
Absolutely.
About Kevin Johnson.
Of course we can. I know what you're doing.
The start of the season, and then when Kevin Johnson came and visited us at the Greenbrier.
You're so bad. Kevin Johnson, .. A whole lot of suck. A whole lot of suck. What about that? I mean, everybody puts pressure on themselves, but I've been talking with these guys. Our listeners know this. I mean, this is a big year for you.
Big year.
To play all 16 and to improve the play on the field. I mean, it's got to be something that's what you're talking about driving you.
We are live from Texans training camp. Right.
You know, and
a hell of a how question pro-
how
right profe- there.
Well, I was going to say, looking back at it,
a lot of people criticized you.
People say.
How prophetic was that, you know, wanting to play a full 16? Well,
he still hasn't.
This guy couldn't play a full game.
That poor kid, man. That poor kid.
And, hey, football is not meant for everybody. It's just not.
It's not.
And, listen, the NFL, there's a lot of freaks in the National Football League, and unfortunately there's a lot of freaks that, for whatever reason, couldn't make it, couldn't get their head around it, pun not intended, whatever you want to call it, guys that couldn't get it together. And then just there's guys that just physically just can't stay healthy. And I think, unfortunately, Kevin Johnson's in that. And you know what? His alter ego on the offensive side of the ball, Will Fuller is figuring that out as well.
Yeah,
but Will Fuller has at least shown signs that he can be really, really, really good. KJ, he had like one good year. You know what? I want to give Kevin Johnson a compliment because I feel like people pile on him too much. This isn't a backhanded compliment, I promise. You're a college basketball guy, Freddie D.
Yes.
You went to Kansas. Every good college basketball team needs those white guys in shooting shirts at the end of the bench that cheer louder than anyone
Absolutely.
Else when something good happens. That
bench
run
mom.
Onto the court first. Kevin Johnson is very good at that on the sideline.
No, he is
like the white guy on the with the shooting shirt.
Yeah,
he's a professional bench mobber.
Mm-hmm.
He's a professional bench mobber, and he's
into it.
He's
into
every
it.
Game up and down the sideline.
Well, he's in it.
I mean, I'll tell you what, he's the highest paid cheerleader on the team.
Mm-hmm.
know, I mean, if you want to look at it from that standpoint. But he, listen, he could have had a decent career. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Sherrese Wright is essentially Kevin Johnson, is what he would have become.
Yeah.
All right, a guy that was good, not great, and good might even be a little bit of a stretch at times, but, you know, he was serviceable. I mean, you could throw him in there, and you know, if you needed a fourth corner, that was the route he was going.
But he needs a new contract. It needs to be with a new team with a second contract where the fans don't look at him as that first-round pick that we had, and they just look at him as a guy that can be one of our top five corners. Is that fair?
I think the Texans were hoping he could become that, but he just, again, I think the issue is that he can't stay on the field.
He can't.
And he's bad when he's on.
I don't want to forget, you know, what we thought of him coming out of his rookie year either. Because, you know, we've always thought, okay, maybe he can be serviceable.
Pretty damn good.
I thought he could be a star.
I thought he was going to – I'm not saying he was going to be a lockdown corner because those guys are few and far between in today's NFL.
An upper-end cornerback, and then all of a sudden it just vanished.
You didn't, I mean, at the very least, you think he'd be like a poor man's J. Joe or, you know, a poor – or maybe have like a career trajectory of a Kareem Jackson, maybe, you know, get off to a slow start.
Better than Kareem Jackson.
Better than Kareem Jackson his rookie year, and then – but he's the inverse of Kareem, right, where he started off higher and then kind of petered out as the season
went
on.
That's exactly right.
Much love, but you know the football factory that Wake Forest is, so I'm sure there's another Kareem or Kevin Johnson right down the corner. Astros. Astros agreed to a deal with...
You got Bryce Harper?
No. He's still out there, though. catcher Robinson Chirinos for 1 year, pending a physical. He played the last six seasons with the Rangers. And, of course, everybody thought they were going to get JT Realmuto. And JT's still out doing his thing, I guess. I don't know what the latest and greatest is. Listen, I've been saying, Jeff, if you're listening, 713-572-4610, I'd call the Royals and see what Sal Perez is going to be worth and see if you can't take a flyer on him. Because the Royals are a garbage franchise. You got your one World Series for the first time in 30 years. Kansas City Royal fans will be happy for the next 30 years until they're relevant again. You can't tell me that for a couple prospects, you can't go get Salvador Perez and boost. I mean, I'm telling you what, you throw him in the mix.
Luno loves those prospects, though, bro.
Yeah, he does.
No, he loves his prospects. But I think you could swindle the Royals.
He's a big
Hoops
fan, man.
You could swindle the Royals.
I think so. You know, like I say, you throw him every day, you know, a position guy, maybe one or two. You know, obviously you're not going to throw up Forrest Whitley in the deal, but, you know, that's something nobody's talking about.
Trade him for the ghost of Babe Ruth.
Well, you might hear a haiku about that today. So there you have it. I'll tell you what nobody else is talking about. Brandon Browner, talk about a fall from grace. This poor bastard. He's won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. He was on the field when the ill-fated interception was made. Who was that? Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler made the pick. Apparently, Brandon Browner had told them about that play in practice leading up to that week.
Oh, really?
That they like to do that. And if you notice, Brandon Browder was as key to that play as anybody because he blew up the pick move, which allowed Malcolm Butler to step in and make that pick. Malcolm has fallen from grace and then some. He was arrested back in July for attempted murder and willful child endangerment when he went to California, held his ex-girlfriend against her will, smothered her, beat the crap out of her, rolled her up in a blanket, in a carpet, and tried to kill her while her two children were there. Was arrested in July for that, has been in jail since, and now has been pled no contest to attempted murder and is going to do 8 years
Golly.
In prison as a result.
Terrible.
That wasn't that long ago, you know, he was on top of the world there.
No. So there you go. He went to the Saints after that, had a really bad year with the Saints, and then has been a tram sham mockery since then. So sorry to hear that about one Mr. Brandon Browner. And then I just heard this, too. Greg Hardy will make his UFC debut in January.
He's raking fools.
Dude, he's beating the brakes off of people.
How do y'all feel about the new XFL franchise officially in Houston as of 5 minutes ago?
Have they named it?
I don't think they've named it. It's officially here.
Call it the Oilers.
Oh, you can't.
I was going to say, I don't think you can.
Call it the Love You Blues.
It just says Oliver Luck just announced officially it's going to be played at TEDCU Stadium.
There you go. Should have played at the Comp.
Where?
BBVA.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh, no. TD.
That's what I'm saying. No, I would.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
U of H. You're saying they should have played over. Yeah.
Come on. You really think? I mean, because here's the thing. You could fill up an XFL. Mm-hmm. I think you could get 22,000 people to go to an XFL
could
game.
Could you?
I think you could.
I think you could.
I really do. Because the prices are going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
They're all about TV revenue, and it's going to be baby steps.
Exactly.
And so I bet you their whole marketing strategy is just going to be families, cheap tickets, fun, and get some TV money, you know?
And, you know.
I'd go watch
Absolutely,
it.
I would.
You know they're going to have some names.
I, you know what? I'm going to try to be the sideline reporter.
How long before Johnny Manziel's mentioned?
T-minus.
10 minutes ago?
T-minus.
Yeah.
That's the next press release to come out. Mm-hmm. He'll be the first player drafted to the Houston team. What's the Houston team? I would call it the Houston Lean. That would be the name
Houston
of the team.
Houston Lean?
The Houston Lean. The Houston Slabs. Something like that. I mean, celebrate what Houston is, all right? Let's not mince words here, people. The Houston Lean or the Houston Slabs, that's my... I'm throwing my name in the hat for what I think the Houston XFL team should be called.
I don't think they're going to make it.
I think Houston Slabs has a chance.
You have Houston Slabs has a chance.
I think Houston Slabs... It's the XFL. Stranger things have happened. I mean, mm-hmm. They had a guy that had said he hate me on the back of his jersey.
Well,
so
true.
Houston Slabs,
true.
I think, has a chance. All right. Coming up next, halftime of the program, boys and girls. Texans Colts on Sunday. All right. We'll get into a little bit of this Colts game as far as is there anything... You know what? I'll tell you what. We'll ask you guys this. What is the biggest thing that concerns you about this Texans... Or excuse me, about this Colts team not named Andrew Luck? And then, of course, we'll get into a little bit more of the Deontay Foreman news. Where is he going to fit in? We'll do an over-under on what do we predict his performance will be like on Sunday. Then don't forget, you got haikus at 12:20. Topics are as follows. Kool-Aid, cheese, signs from the afterlife, Andrew Luck, and then a freestyle. And I think I just figured out what mine's going to be. And then, of course, the Think Tank and Stanford Route with the newest addition to the program, the Hot Route. So lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.